Ever thought about how driving licenses, they actually kind of reflect these global connections? We're diving deep today into which countries have those exchange agreements with Ireland for driving licenses. This isn't just about paperwork, right? It's about how different countries recognize each other's driving systems and stuff. So maybe you are actually, thinking about moving to Ireland, or maybe you have friends or family who are, this could be really useful information.
Should be, yeah.
It's interesting to see how driving, something we do almost every day,
Yeah.
is actually tied to, big international agreements.
That's right. Even if Ireland's not really on your radar right now, it is fascinating to see these connections, you know? Driving is so every day, but it's tied to these big agreements.
Okay, so where do we even start with this? I'm guessing the EU is probably the simplest one, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Straightforward.
All EU members have these agreements, you know, for a really smooth exchange with Ireland. So if you have a license from, let's say, France, you're pretty much good to go.
Easy.
Minimal hassle. This really kind of shows you the whole point of the EU, right?
Yeah.
Free movement of people, goods, and all that. A driving license exchange kind of fits right into that.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
But looking at this EU list, some of the countries surprised me,
Oh, yeah.
Like Bulgaria,
Right.
Croatia.
Right.
I don't immediately think of them when I think of the EU, but it shows you how extensive it is,
It really does. Yeah, it's easy to forget just how many countries are part of that single market, sharing all those rules. And but when we step outside of the EU, that's when things get even more interesting, I think.
Okay, hit me with it. What are some examples of, like, what are some of the most unexpected things you found?
Well, Australia's a good one.
Okay.
So you can exchange your Aussie license, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If your license is from certain states in Australia, you're limited to automatic cars only.
Whoa, seriously.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine arriving in Ireland, ready to explore, and then boom, you can only drive an automatic.
Yeah.
That's a detail I bet most people wouldn't even think about.
No, I don't think so.
It really shows how important it is to actually check those specifics,
Yes.
even if there is like a general agreement in place.
Absolutely. It's all in the details. Now, let's hop over to South Africa. They also have an agreement, but it gets kind of tricky with the license expiry thing. So the card itself, it expires every 5 years, but your driving entitlement might actually still be valid.
Really?
Yeah. So you need to get like an official letter
Oh, wow.
from the South African authorities. It's called a letter of entitlement to actually prove that it's still valid.
So you could have this like expired card, but you can still drive.
You could, yeah.
That sounds really confusing.
It can be, yeah, which is why that letter's super important, you know,
Yeah.
to avoid any misunderstandings when you're trying to exchange it for an Irish license. And then we have Japan. For Japan, you need a certified translation from the Japanese embassy in Dublin.
So alongside your actual license.
Exactly.
Makes sense. I
Yeah.
mean, official documents often need translations. It just shows how every country has its own, little unique process woven into these agreements.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of unique, let's talk about Canada, because Canada doesn't have just one big agreement with Ireland.
Right. It's a bit different. Instead, several Canadian provinces, they have their own individual agreements. So if you're Canadian, you really need to know the rules for your specific province. It's like a puzzle, you know, where each piece is a different province.
Okay, so we're not just looking at countries now.
Right.
We're looking at specific provinces
Exact.
within a country.
Yeah.
Can you give us some like Canadian province examples just to show how much these agreements can actually vary?
Absolutely. Take Alberta, for instance.
Okay.
Unless you can prove that you passed your driving test in a manual car, you might be limited to automatics in Ireland, similar to Australia, but with a provincial twist.
Another one of those automatic restrictions.
Yeah.
What about Ontario? What's unique about their agreement?
Ontario drivers, they need what's called a driver's abstract.
A driver's abstract.
It's basically a summary of your driving history
Oh, okay.
alongside your license.
Interesting. So it's not just about the license,
No.
it's about proving your driving record
Exactly.
back home.
Yeah.
It seems like there are a lot of little details that could trip someone up.
Yeah.
Definitely highlights doing your research. Are there any resources, though, that can actually help people navigate all of this?
There are, yeah. For instance, expertdrivinglessons.ie. They have a lot of information. about driving in Ireland, including these license exchange procedures.
Perfect.
It's a great resource.
That's great to know. I'm starting to see a pattern here, you know. Checking those specifics is absolutely essential. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've only just started.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
We've only just touched on these Canadian province agreements.
Mm-hmm.
What's the key takeaway for our listeners out there who might be Canadian?
I would say don't generalize. You know,
right.
Each agreement is unique.
Right.
So if your province is on the list, do your research, check the specifics, and you'll be much better prepared.
Good advice.
You'll have a smooth exchange.
It's amazing how many layers there are to something like exchanging a driver's license.
Yes, yeah.
You'd think it'd be simple, but...
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Who knew there'd be so much variation, even within Canada?
Right. And speaking of variation, we haven't even talked about all the other non-EU countries yet.
Oh, that's right. Fiji, and what else is there? What other surprises?
Well, let's see. We've got a few island nations.
Okay.
Gibraltar, Guernsey, the Isle of Man, Jersey, and the UK.
Ah, the island neighbors.
Exactly. All have agreements with Ireland.
Makes sense. They're close.
Yeah.
Anything unusual about their agreements? Or are they pretty much straightforward?
Mostly straightforward, I'd say.
Okay.
But there are some quirks, like if you're coming from Guernsey or the Isle of Man, you might need to have the paper counterpart of your license.
Really?
Yeah, if it was issued before a certain date.
So another case of checking the fine print.
Always a good idea.
Don't want to be caught out by a missing document or something.
Exactly.
Okay, so are there any other non-EU countries on the list?
We've also got South Korea and Taiwan.
Okay.
Both of them require certified translations, similar to Japan.
Uh-huh.
You can usually get those from their embassies in Dublin.
Right, right. Okay.
So it seems like translations are pretty common.
Yeah, they do.
For non-EU countries, at least.
All right, so have we covered everybody then? All the countries with agreements?
Almost. We can't forget about New Zealand.
Oh, right, New Zealand.
They have their own set of unique characteristics, you could say. Only motorcycle and car licenses are recognized for exchange.
Interesting.
And if you got your New Zealand license a while back and you can't prove you initially took your test in a manual car, you'll probably be restricted to automatics in Ireland.
Well, the nuances are never ending.
They do keep coming, don't they?
It's like a global puzzle.
Yeah.
And each piece has its own little...
Its own little shape.
Yeah, its own shape.
And its own way of fitting in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we've been so focused on the licenses themselves, but what about actually driving in Ireland?
Ah, yes. That's a whole other...
That's a whole other topic, right?
Deep dive waiting to happen.
Right.
Remember, a valid license is just the starting point.
It is, yeah.
Actually navigating those Irish roads,
yeah.
You know, with the roundabouts and the narrow lanes and driving on the left.
Yeah.
That's a skill in itself.
That's a great point. Having the license is one thing, but actually, you know, being behind the wheel.
Right.
And feeling confident.
Yeah, in a whole new country.
Yeah, roundabouts can be tricky.
Oh, they can be, especially if you're not used to them.
Yeah, and those narrow Irish roads.
I can imagine.
Especially for someone used to wider lanes. It could be a bit intimidating.
Absolutely. It's definitely worth, you know, getting some extra preparation, yeah. Even if you can exchange your license.
Makes sense.
Maybe some driving lessons to get familiar with the local conditions and,
right.
And driving on the left.
That sounds like a smart move. What's the point of having your license all sorted if you're not even comfortable actually driving?
Exactly. It's like buying a cookbook and never trying any of the recipes.
Exactly, yeah.
And if you're looking for some top-notch driving lessons in Ireland, I highly recommend checking out expertdrivinglessons.ie.
Okay.
They have a really excellent reputation.
Good to know.
For providing comprehensive and personalized instruction.
Perfect.
To help you become, you know, a confident and safe driver on those Irish roads.
It's fantastic that there are resources like that out there.
It is, yeah.
It can feel overwhelming, I imagine, to figure it all out on your own. So having that expert guidance can make a big difference.
It really can. And it ties back to one of the key takeaways from our deep dive today. Really, preparation is key.
Yeah, right.
Whether it's understanding those specific requirements for your license exchange or familiarizing yourself with the Irish driving conditions.
Makes sense.
Taking the time to prepare can save you a lot of hassle down the line.
So true. We've covered so much ground today.
We have.
From license agreements to practical driving tips.
It all boils down to being informed and prepared, really.
Absolutely.
And remember, even if you're not planning on driving in Ireland, this whole exploration of driving license agreements, it offers a fascinating glimpse, I think, into how interconnected our world really is.
It does, yeah.
Even in something as seemingly mundane as driving regulations.
Yeah, it's amazing how something like a driving license can actually open up this window into, like, global relations and
yeah, it's true.
The unique characteristics of different countries.
Indeed. And on that note, I think we've successfully navigated this deep dive.
I think so, yeah.
Into the world of driving license exchange in Ireland, we went from a seemingly simple question and uncovered so much.
We did, yeah.
Interesting information and valuable insights.
I couldn't agree more. But before we wrap up completely, any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Just this. Knowledge is power.
Okay.
And when it comes to driving in a new country, being informed and prepared can make all the difference.
Yeah.
So do your research, utilize resources like expertdrivinglessons.ie, and embrace the adventure.
Well said.
Yep.
And to all our listeners out there, no matter where you're from or where you're headed, remember that the world of drive, you know, it's full of fascinating details and surprising connections.
It is, yeah.
So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those wheels turning safely. It's fascinating, you know, how something like driving, which most of us do pretty much every day, can reveal so much about global connections.
It is, yeah.
And the different ways that countries approach things, it's really interesting.
It is, and it reminds us that even in this, you know, increasingly globalized world, those national and regional differences,
they
still matter.
Right.
Especially when it comes to something as important as driving and driving regulations.
Yeah. Okay, so to recap our little journey today, we started with this simple question, you know.
Yeah.
Which countries have those license exchange agreements with Ireland?
Right, right.
And we ended up uncovering a whole world of details.
Didn't we just?
You did, from those automatic transmission restrictions to the importance of certified translations and then all those unique agreements from those Canadian provinces.
It's amazing how much we've unpacked just from that simple question.
Yeah.
We learned about that seamless exchange process within the EU, which really highlights the level of trust and cooperation there among those member states. And then we ventured beyond the EU and we encountered all those, you know, unexpected twists and turns, like those automatic restrictions and the need for extra documentation sometimes.
Yeah, and let's not forget our little detour into those Canadian provinces.
Oh, yeah.
Where we saw that even within one country, you know, there can be big differences.
Huge.
In how driving licenses are actually recognized and exchanged.
Yeah, it highlights the need to always...
Always check the specifics.
Always check. Absolutely.
Assumptions can lead to some unwelcome surprises.
They can, especially when you're trying to navigate all those rules and regulations
exactly.
of a brand new country.
Right. And remember, resources like expertdrivinglessons.ie, they're there to help you.
They are, yeah.
Every step of the way, whether you're trying to figure out those license requirements or maybe you just want to brush up on your driving skills.
Exactly.
On those Irish roads. Yeah. So whether you're planning on moving to Ireland, or you have friends or family who might, or maybe you're just curious about all this. We hope this deep dive has given you some valuable insights.
I hope so, yeah.
And a newfound appreciation for just how complex all these international driving regulations really are.
It's been a pleasure really exploring this topic with you. And I hope our listeners are feeling, you know, empowered to hit the road with confidence.
That's what we want.
And with a newfound understanding of this whole fascinating aspect of global mobility.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
It's been fun.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those wheels turning safely.